It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
That isn't just irresponsible. It's outrageous.
You said balls.
It's dirty. It's hairy. And it smells delicious.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's BYOB Friday. We are moments away from heading out to Bungalow Billiards in Chantilly for the party on the 8th with the Buzz Babes. If you still need to know how to get out there, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com for your directions. And we look forward to seeing you. Let me get these out of the way. East Street Limo.
The best.
Providing transportation for the party on the 8th. Many thanks to Tom and everyone at East Street Limo. Call them at 703-938-5900 or online at eStreet.biz. And also thanks to ColorWorks, the good people. James at ColorWorks Promotions in Kensington, 301-933-3559 or online at ColorWorksPromotions.com. If you think this show's fun, I wish you'd been outside the WJFK studios.
During the break,
All I know is
Rob, it's obvious to me that you've taken a little break from some imbibing, and now you're catching up.
If you come to tonight's
you're making
appearance,
up for long lost time.
If you come to tonight's appearance with a pocket full of peanuts,
you've made a friend.
And say to me, Maury Amsterdam.
Oh, my God.
All will be okay.
Tonight, Rob will be telling the joke that ends with tight, huh?
Yep.
And what's the other one?
The famous pickle slicer joke.
Yes.
Rob will tell his famous pickle slicer joke. And even if you don't laugh, we'll be laughing.
That's
so it should be a lot of fun.
It'll be nice.
Oh, boy. This has been one for the ages.
That's right.
Buzz Babe's on their way out there also. We checked in with Allie. They're all ready to go.
Hot.
And we're almost ready to get out of here. But before we do that, we got to take care of some news with Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Hey, here's how we can get another 1.5. That didn't.
Hey!
Quite come out.
Please rest your sphincters.
Well put. Thank you very much.
Hey! Didn't quite come out the way I'd hoped.
Oh, say it again. Oh, Katie needs a beer.
Katie needs a beer.
Maybe Bullison. Rob does too.
Katie needs a beer. So
Katie
does Rob.
Needs beer. Mm-hmm.
Here's how we can get another 1.5 million barrels of oil a day. Without digging any additional wells.
Go to Jerry Lewis's hair.
Well, that's one option.
Beth Ann, go into to Katie's cooler. How's that?
How many
Look
times?
At Rob with his complete focus on the show right now.
I'm listening. We got oil that we don't need to drill for.
Yeah, what's going to happen?
Is my mic on?
Yes, it is.
1.5 million barrels of oil a day.
Seems like a lot.
If we just stop exporting it.
Really?
The government's energy department says we're shipping out oil to other countries in record amounts. In February, while gas prices here were going up, American oil companies exported a record high 1.8 million barrels a day, and they want to drill for more.
Wow.
Maybe the oil companies should stop saying they need more oil if they didn't ship so much out of the U.S.
Where are we shipping it to? Because everyone else has oil.
You know where we're shipping it to? I bet I know.
Oh, you think?
I bet it's China because they have all the cars.
Oh, that's true. And they fry all their food.
And you know where it may go
Not
to?
That kind of oil.
You know where it might directly go into?
Where?
Play the music for me, please.
Oh, that's right. I forgot, Michael.
Not that one.
Beijing! Oh!
It's Anne Curry in beautiful native silk dress.
I like that. I like that. We got everybody in silk dress, including
like your pants.
Matt Lauer.
Although Meredith looked very nice in her outfit.
Okay, so says you.
If there were speed cameras on the interstates, people might slow down and might conserve more gas, but that's not what this is about.
No.
The governor of Illinois wants the speed cameras to raise $50 million for crime fighting, especially now that things have gotten ugly on the streets of Chicago.
What is he, a superhero? Crime fighting.
You know, so they're going to jack the people that are commuting.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
the fact is, cars go fast. Exactly. Why are they punishing us?
Quoting one official, because they want the money.
It's cars go simple. Fast. I'm just saying, it always seems that's where they're trying to raise money. Mm-hmm. They're trying to raise money for people that might be going, you know, a little bit over the speed limit, and they're going to get screwed, and everybody's
going to get... But, Mike, what if you observe the speed limit?
That's what I always do, Rob.
I know you always have. So do I.
I always do.
But tonight, we're not driving.
No, we are not driving. No, that's very important to point out.
We have paid a guy to speed for us.
Yeah, that's why we're going to the limo guy.
Gone are the days
East
of
Street
drunk
limos,
driving.
You mean?
East Street limo, yes. We gave them the plug.
You can't get better. Quoting one official, the cameras would mainly ticket egregious. Speeders.
What?
Egregious speeders.
I like the show with Egregious and Kathy Lee.
Mm-hmm. 80
hey,
or 80.
Go f- yourself.
Ooh, that's harsh, Katie.
I'm sorry.
80 or 85, we don't know yet, mm-hmm. says the official. As if air travel weren't fun enough already.
Oh, here we go again.
Traveling over the holidays this year will be even funner. The airlines say there will be fewer vacant seats in the fourth quarter of this year than there were in the fourth quarter of last year. 60 million fewer seats.
And that's so that over means four they're gonna, planes.
And they're going to jack the prices up, right?
Let me say that again. 60 million fewer seats.
So look for you're going to look for less crowds in the airport? That's what I'm thinking.
If you think airfares were going up sharply, you ain't seen nothing yet. And convenient? You bet.
Right.
The airlines are taking 275 cities off their list of destinations worldwide.
That's going to suck.
One of them, weird, one of them is New York.
That was a surprising choice, wasn't
I know,
it?
I really didn't expect it.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is out of control, and he is in pure Shecky mode, and he will be till the end of the show.
Till the end of my life.
3,500 planes are going to be put in mothballs, 3,500. All of these are worldwide figures, but the U.S. will be hardest hit, giving up 20 million ticket availabilities in the fourth quarter of this year.
So this means one thing, mm-hmm. actually several mm-hmm. things. Mm-hmm. If your prices are going to go out
right.
of whack,
right.
and you're not going to be able to get to small areas by air
like
anymore.
Wichita.
And
right.
I wonder if any of the slack will be picked up by some of these companies that you see now where they fly these little Cessna private deals.
It'll have to be that.
I think you're going to see innovation. You're going to see strange different things.
Do you travel for Christmas? You don't. You stay here most
I
of
usually
the
stick around here. But no, I go down to FLA. I go down there. I like to go down there. But I find myself more and more, you know, taking the train mm-hmm. up to New York last weekend.
How
I love
it.
Yeah. I absolutely
How
love it.
How is the train to Florida?
The train.
Because it's a longer ride.
It's a little
different story. Yeah.
I take the auto train.
Sure.
Yes. I bring my own pillows and blankets. Thank you. Thank you, Rob. Speewag.
Buzz, that's really uncalled for.
I liked it. Reduced supply means more demand, means higher prices. A greatly reduced supply means greatly higher prices on those tickets, on those airline seats.
We'll wait and see.
I have to do this story. Sometimes smugglers will send drugs to a random address expecting to retrieve them before you do. This is especially true in parts of Prince George's County, Maryland.
This guy has a legitimate beef, and they effed up. I almost said the word.
I wouldn't give his troubles to a monkey.
A monkey on a rock. The mayor of one town in that county, Berwyn Heights Mayor Shai Calvo, mm-hmm. says that's what happened to him. Recently, county police burst into his home, handcuffing him in his boxers, handcuffing his mother-in-law on the floor, and shooting his two beloved dogs to death.
Now, this mayor claims they shot the dogs for sport, that these dogs were not representing a threat to them. The sheriff's deputies say, no, the dogs were a threat.
That's
they were
right.
like guard
that's
dogs.
Right.
But now the mayor's going out of his mind. And this is a ring that actually goes through FedEx, and mm-hmm. they'll deliver right. the drugs to somebody else's house.
Random addresses.
And what, just snatch them on the porch or something like that? Or how does it work?
The mayor answered the door. The FedEx guy was there. He took the package inside, and boom, that's when the police burst in.
Oh, no.
Turn it off.
That's not funny.
My God.
What's wrong with you?
He's out of his mind.
The mayor says he and his family know nothing about the marijuana being delivered that day, a package that had not been opened before the cops burst in.
How do you get yours, Buzz?
The city police.
My God. Wow. Katie, oh, my God.
That was
news of the weird.
That was terrific.
Oh, my God. Katie.
Hi, CK. The city.
Beth Ann has come in to speak to Katie.
What's the matter?
The beer is being removed. The beer is being.
Can't make a simple peanut butter joke.
Beth Ann has removed the beer from Katie.
She took my cozy.
Okay, there we go.
Oh, man.
Thanks for joining us today, Katie. I appreciate it.
I'm
I really
sorry.
Do. No problem.
Okay.
Care for some peanuts?
No.
The city police chief says Calvo and his family appear to be innocent. The county police have not apologized or charged anyone in that home.
But do they still say they think that maybe the drugs were for that family?
The county police are not saying much of anything at all. They right. certainly have not apologized.
And FBI's investigating this, right?
Is there any chance the marijuana was for the dogs?
The FBI has been asked to investigate. People are mostly outraged about the innocent dogs that
money?
Were killed.
Oh, dear.
The mayor's now asking for a federal investigation.
How about a joint for Bunny?
Bunny the dog. I think more heroin for that dog.
Anything. Right. Jesus Christ.
Finally, he loves the movies, but he's not so fond of the theaters. In Casper, Wyoming, 55-year-old David Vaughn was enjoying a showing of the movie Iron Man when something went wrong with the projector. Dave was disappointed and asked for his money back. The theater refused to give David his money back. They gave him a voucher to catch another showing or another movie. This left David feeling unsatisfied.
Here we go.
This is a great setup.
So he grabbed a computer monitor on the ticket counter and hurled it through a glass door, doing $1,200 damage.
Yes, wow. Sir.
Dave told the arresting officers he was not ashamed of the charges he faces. He told police he had, quote, done the right thing in the war against injustice in the world.
Oh, my God.
Good, wow. Good.
There's your Iron Man. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. We want to thank co-creator of The Daily Show, Liz Winstead.
Love her.
She was wonderful. And you can see her tonight at the Arlington Cinema in Draft House, and also tomorrow night at 9:45 for another show. So go out and check her out.
Catch that
also,
one.
Katie, right up until the end, you were fine before they had to hit the dump button. It was a pleasure having you here. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak.
Rosemary's hair, Mike.
Phone screener.
Remember?
Our phone screener is Joe Artinger. The Mike O'Mara Show comes to you from the studios of WJFK-FM in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the Five Guys Radio Network. For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you.
What? Yes.
Roses are red. Violets are blue.
Yes.
We're going to a party. You better, too. Thanks a lot. We'll see you Monday, and good night, everybody.
Good night,
Evan.
Yay!
Yay!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.